Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome to Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. This is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew, and the word we are studying today is the word passion. The English-speaking mind usually thinks of love or a strong enthusiasm for something when it thinks of the word passion. But we are going to take a look at a different use for the word passion today. The word passion is derived from the Greek word pasko, which means to suffer. For centuries, the word passion has been used to describe the suffering which Jesus willingly endured for sinners to redeem them from sin and death and to reconcile them to God. After he began his ministry, Jesus told his disciples that he had come to suffer. Matthew tells us, "From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day." When we think of the passion of Jesus, we are reminded of all that Jesus suffered in the hours that led up to and culminated in his crucifixion. He was slapped, spit on, and beaten by the Jewish leaders and guards during that middle-of-the-night Jewish trial. He was scourged, mocked, and abused by Pilate's Roman soldiers. After being condemned, Jesus was forced to carry his cross to Calvary, where his hands and feet were nailed to the cross. And he was crucified. The physical suffering of Jesus was indeed great. But if that is all that we think of when we consider the passion of Jesus, then we have failed to see the real suffering which Jesus endured for us. The Romans crucified many people. Throughout history, many people have suffered in extreme physical pain. What is it that sets the suffering or the passion of Jesus apart from these others? Why do we spend 7 weeks during Lent contemplating the passion of this one particular man? The answer to that question is found in understanding that the suffering of Jesus was greater than just the physical pain which he endured. Peter writes, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." Through his passion, Jesus bore the punishment for the sins of everyone in the world. He endured the just anger of God against our sins. During this time of the year, you will hear and read statements made about who was responsible for the suffering and death of Jesus. Some will say that it was the Jewish people who were responsible, or Pilate and the Romans who were at fault. But Jesus suffered all of this because of your sin and mine. If I had no sin, I could be released from my part in the suffering and the death of Jesus. But I am not without sin, and it was my sin that made the passion of Jesus necessary. The prophet Isaiah summarizes the purpose of the passion of Jesus in these simple terms from Isaiah 53. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth." Thanks be to our Savior Jesus for his passion, for that suffering which he so willingly endured in the place of sinners, that he might bring us to God.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.